Chokhmah was asking a question.
Which is a good question to ask. You know, because Christianity, many of the Christians are afraid to talk about the Holy Spirit. Really. Even in China, some of my friends there, they're afraid to talk about the Spirit, because every time they talk about the Spirit, they talk about the evil spirit. And so they're afraid to talk about the Holy Spirit. And that's why even the brethren, who are supposed to know the Bible, they don't talk about the Holy Spirit. Yes, many of the brethren, they say, well, it's very, it's a touchy subject. Well, the enemy really, blinded the eyes of the believers. That's the most important thing. Today is the age of the Holy Spirit. The Jews believe in God, the real God, the true God, and they even receive the commandments from Him. But they did not believe in the Lord Jesus. So how can you come to God without the Lord Jesus? Tell me. Can you do it? Now the Christians believe in God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but they don't experience the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the way is through the Spirit. So the Jews couldn't reach that God because it can only be reached through Jesus Christ. But then, you believe in Jesus Christ, but a way to experience that Jesus Christ is through the Spirit. Remember, it's not two in one, it's three in one. You have coffee, you have milk, you don't have sugar. Ah, there
Three in one coffee. Yeah. Just that little plastic bottle. Put it, just pour water and you drink it. Three in one. Right? Three in one. So easy. You can bring coffee anywhere. Just have hot water. You have a three in one. Or three in one. Our triune God is three in one. But they talk about three in one, the Trinity, but they don't have Trinity because they don't know the last one. You miss that last element, you still could make it. See, so, 三一神，不是二一。 当然是独一神，但是这个独一神，你要认识他是要认识三一的。虽然他是独一的，但是 要我们去经历它的话， 你应该经历父子圣灵。 You have to go through Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, in the original sequence, it is the Father, then the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But in our experience today, it must be through the Holy Spirit and the Son, then you have access to the Father. This is exactly what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2. Through Him, in one Spirit, we go to the Father. We have access to the Father. So, for the Father to reach us, it is the Father through the Son and the Spirit He gets into you. But for you to go to Him, you should go the other way around, the other sequence, through the Spirit, wow, in one Spirit, through the Son, to the Father. Clear? Very simple, right? It's very simple. It's very, very simple, isn't it? Right. But if you remove the Spirit, how are you going to have the access? You have no access. The access is by one Spirit through the Son to the Father. So, you have to really see this. Now, the question that Emma has is, what is the difference between the Spirit of God in the Old Testament and the Holy Spirit in the New Testament? Strictly speaking, the Holy Spirit, this title is hardly used in the Old Testament time. It's always the Spirit of God. Right? So you have here the Spirit of God in the Old Testament days. The Spirit of God. 神的灵,
Period.
Now, this is in the Old Testament days, the Spirit of God. How come in the Old Testament times the Spirit of God cannot come into you yet? It's only upon, right? The Spirit of God came upon him. It didn't say dwell in him. It's upon him. Right? And so when in Balaam, when the Spirit of God came upon him, he couldn't speak what he likes to speak. He had no choice. Right? So, now, that is the Old Testament time, because the salvation has not come yet. But in the New Testament age, now it is the Holy Spirit of God. And this Holy Spirit is not only the Spirit of God, no, the Spirit of God through the incarnation of the Lord Jesus. So the Spirit of God plus incarnation of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now the incarnation is added. Plus his sufferings is added. His suffering, right? His obedience is right here. And then the crucifixion is added. Plus all the plus, you know, plus you, plus this, plus this, plus that. Right? It's three in one, right? It's not just pure coffee, right? It's too bitter. It's hard to drink bitter coffee. Right? So, and this, that, plus his resurrection, because we have a problem of death. So, that has to be taken care of. Plus resurrection. And not only that, plus ascension. Wow! Plus ascension. Right? Ascension, my goodness, don't you want to be ascended? Or you want to stay just below? You want to go up? So, Lord says, okay, I'll ask ascension. What else do you need? Wow, whatever you need, his humanity, right? Incarnation is his wonderful humanity. Wow, addition, look, addition. Right, at this equals the Holy Spirit. That is the difference. So now, the Spirit of God in Romans 8 is also the Spirit of Christ. And it's also Christ himself. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. So, this is now called the Spirit. Wow, that's wonderful. It's called the Spirit. So, what are we talking about? The Spirit. It is the Spirit of God. Kundalini. Yeah, the Spirit of God. Now the Holy Spirit can get into you. 就可以进来了。在这个时候，旧约时代还没有办法进来。 So now, in what we have read in John chapter 14, now the Holy Spirit, which the Father and the Son will send, he will enter into you, he will even dwell in you and abide in you. Praise the Lord. That's the difference, you think. So is it the same Spirit? Yes. It is the same Spirit, not a different Spirit. But now it is not just a pure Spirit. It is the Spirit of God plus this, plus that, plus that, plus this, plus this, plus that. Now, the problem of sin is dealt with by the crucifixion of Christ. The problem of death is dealt with by the resurrection of Christ and all the suffering he went through, and to be an obedient human being to really bring forth a new man. Because the Lord is not just going to take away sin. He's not just going to take away death. Right? But he wants to bring forth a new man, and where is that new man going to come from? He is perfect humanity. So every ingredient is added, this ingredient. Have you ever made a Black Forest cake?
and all the and this and then finally here the Black Forest cake. Now you see, now the Lord is that Spirit. Now the Spirit is ready to be poured out in the day of Pentecost. But you don't want Him. You just want Jesus Christ. You don't want the Holy Spirit. Nobody cares for the Holy Spirit. But really, without the Spirit, you cannot have the reality of Jesus Christ, because He is the Spirit of reality. That's why when the Lord says, "Eat me, eat me,"
okay.
The Lord says, "My flesh is meat indeed." Oh, my goodness, are we going to all take a bite of the Lord Jesus? He said, "Ouch, ouch." Everybody take a bite of Him. You want to bite Him? Take a bite. No, of course, everybody. They were all offended. They left Him. But the Lord says, no. The flesh profits nothing. It is the Spirit that gives life. So the way to eat the Lord Jesus, to eat His flesh, is the Spirit. And He has to go through this process of suffering, crucifixion, resurrection. Then, in resurrection, He became the life-giving Spirit. He became edible, cooked, prepared. Now it's a Black Forest cake. Praise the Lord. Now it's edible. It is perfect. But we don't want it. You don't want it. If you don't want it, how can you enjoy the Lord without the Spirit? If you don't go through the Spirit, what is the access? Only through Jesus Christ? No. In one Spirit, you have the access to the Father. You read Ephesians chapter 2. Let us read Ephesians chapter 2. What is the access now? How to go to Him? The Father came to you through Jesus Christ and by the Spirit. Now you have to go through the Spirit, by the Spirit, through Jesus Christ to the Father. Right? That's normal, right? If you go up, you will go up and down. But if you're down, you have to go from the first step up. It's normal. And many Christians, they miss this access. They have no access. No access is no good. Chapter 2. In Galatians before. Galatians chapter 2. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Verse 18, right? For through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have access by one Spirit to the Father.
Is it only through Jesus Christ?
No. You need the one Spirit, by the Spirit. So it's by the Spirit, through Jesus Christ, to the Father. And the Father came through Jesus Christ and by the Spirit into you. What a wonderful way, the living way. That's the way. That's the way. 清楚了吗, Emma? 是一个灵还是两个灵啊? 一个灵。 但是经过主耶稣基督所完成的工作, 现在这个灵变成更丰富了, 是为所要进入你的里面来了。 他如果不这样做的话, 没有办法进入你的里面来。 因为有罪, 有死亡, 有那么多问题, 所以神的灵是圣洁公义的, 怎么进到你里面来啊? Right? We are so fallen, we are sin, we are death, we have so much problem. How many problems do you have? Count. So how can the Spirit of God enter into you? He is so holy, He is so righteous. How can He get into you? Without this, not possible.
But now with this, oh, he is fully immune. Now he got all the immunity through all this. Now he can get into you. And when he gets into you, he's going to kill all the germs in you.
Ah, he's going to kill the death germs, the sinful germs, the corruption germs, the unrighteous germs, the unholy germs. He's going to,
with all that, he's going to kill all the germs in you. Don't think God will just come into you. No. That's why, you know, God cannot come unless he goes through all this process of immunity. Now when he comes to you, you have death, you have got a problem of death, you use it. Resurrection immunity power. Kill death in you, how about that? And you have from a sin, oh, there is an element here that can take away the sin. You have corruption, terrible humanity, okay, here's the incarnation element, whoosh, change, GMO, genetic modified, proper modification, it will fix you up. Take away the old and put in the new, cell transplant, wonderful. How about that? So, what's your problem? And who can fix it? Pastor so-and-so? Nobody can fix your problem. But this wonderful, Holy Spirit, with all this element, he can fix you up. So why don't you take the Spirit? That's why if you have the Spirit, the Bible tells us, now the Lord is the Spirit. Are they two or one? They are two in one. Learn to say that. Is this one? No, two. Are there two? No, one. No, are there one or two? There are two in one. Oh, one in two. Don't just say they are one. No, you should also say they are two. But when you say they are two, I'll say, no, they are one. If you tell me they are one, I'll say, no, they are two. What are you going to say? God is so mysterious, so wonderful. You need to know the living God. Amen. It's not a matter of mathematics. Right. Right. You cannot apply your mathematics you learn in Irvine or whatever, or you go to school. I don't care over which major you are. Your major in math doesn't work here. You have to higher math.
Yeah.
Because it's both one and two. Human mathematics, 2 is 2, 1 is 1, right? So how many are you?
One.
You see? There's one. But if you ask God, are you 1 or are you 3?
3 but 1.
Huh? 3 but 1. 3 but 1. 1 but 3. But is it 1, 2, 3 or 1 and 2 or 2 and 3 or 1? So hard to say. That's why Christians are fighting, whether they are two or three. You have one God or three. Some say Jesus is not God. He just became God after resurrection. He's just a normal human being. So they were quarreling. No, no, Jesus was already God before the foundation of the world. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God already in the beginning. Wow, they fight. one, two, or three, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, don't talk about the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's dangerous. What's so dangerous about the Holy Spirit? No. No. So this is why the Spirit of God today is the wonderful Holy Spirit with all the immunity. Once he enters into you, you'll be healed. Gradually, all the germs, all the poison, all the serpent, all the death, you are dead, he will make you alive. You're sinful, he will sanctify you. You're corrupt, unrighteous, he will justify you.
Oh Lord Jesus.
You look like the devil, oh, he will transform you into the image of the Son. can do that job? You tell me. Mercy, who can do that job? The Spirit. Now, it is this wonderful Spirit that can do the job. 清楚了? Clear? Right? Amen. Good. So, any other questions? No more questions? That's great. We can all go home and take a nap. All right. Wonderful Spirit. You know, the Gospel of John is full of the Spirit. If you have eyes to see, because how can there be life without the Spirit? Even John chapter 3. Even in chapter 3 concerning the Lord Jesus coming, he says, and God, he who speaks the word of God, God will give him this Spirit without measure. If you don't have the Spirit, what are you going to speak? You're going to speak nonsense. It is the speaking Spirit. Let's read it. The Gospel of John is the Gospel of not only the Lord Jesus, it's the Gospel of the Father, because the Lord Jesus talks almost about the Father. You go to the Father, I go to the Father, we all go to the Father, I'm going to take you to the Father. And then it says about the Spirit, so much Spirit. Chapter 3, verse 34. He who has received his testimony, 33, has certified that God is true. For he, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom God has sent, speaks the word of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. That means God gave him the Spirit without measure. So, it all depends what your capacity. I hope you have more capacity than I, because you look at a vessel, it's bigger. Right? So I gather you must have more capacity than I. I hope so, yeah. I hope so too. I wish. I won't be jealous if you have more spirit than I. I'll be so happy for you. Why should I be jealous? I wish you would be so full of the Holy Spirit. Well, that would be great. Right? Don't you want to? You're much taller than I. You have more capacity. God wants to give us the Holy Spirit without measure. So how much do you want?
How much he will give me.
How much?
A lot.
Oh, a lot. How much is a lot?
As much as possible.
As much as possible. And how possible? You should say, without measure. Without measure. I want the Holy Spirit without measure. I want it to grow and grow and grow and fill me up until my every cell is saturated. How about that? How much do you want? Without measure. This is what the Gospel of John says. That's why the humanity of the Lord Jesus is so much mingled with the oil until the whole lump is saturated with the divine oil, with the Holy Spirit of God. But we, I don't care if I'm saturated or not, or if I just have a little bit, oh Lord, it's too much, it regulates me too much. Lord, no, I still love the world. Don't fill me, okay? If you do, then the world is gone. How much of your heart is filled with the world? And what portion is filled with the Holy Spirit? Christ wants to make his home in your heart. Now, how many rooms do you give him? The bathroom.
How many rooms do you want to give the Lord? Oh, you want him to regulate your mind?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, that's what the Bible says. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. No, that means the spirit has to become the spirit of your mind. Then your mind will be renewed. Be ye transformed. What? By the renewing of your mind. And who is going to renew your mind? Who else? If it's not the Holy Spirit, letting the Spirit come in and rule over your thoughts. Well, who's going to do that? Right. So, the Spirit must saturate us. Very important. Everything is done by the Spirit. That's why a true worshipper must worship in Spirit. There's no other way. There's no other way. So where do you find such a group of people? Tell me. We meet and meet and meet for 40, 50, 60 years. Doing what? We become a system of preaching and hearing and preaching sermons, and we call it service. And in order for it not to be boring, we add a choir. And if the choir is not enough, we'll have a solo. And if the solo is not enough, we'll have a band. What about a band? Especially for the young people. We'll have a band. How about that? And if still not enough, we'll invite Jennifer Lopez. How about that? Well, she invited her to come. My goodness, there's a meeting over before. Who's the star? Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo. It becomes just J-Lo. Jello, you'll all be eating Jello. Finally, we've got to worship. They will be worshiping. You'll be worshiping who? Lord Jesus. That's why at the end of the Gospel of John, it ended with what? Lord breathes into his disciples and says, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." John chapter 20, verse 22. That's the finale, the grand finale of the Gospel of John. Right? In the Gospel of John, there's no talk about ascending. Doesn't mean that the Lord did not ascend, but life. What's going to happen if life goes to the heaven and you're down here? Do you want that? No. So, life must be in you. It's for you. So, the grand finale. The wonderful final result of the Gospel of John is in John 20, verse 22. Right? And it says here, "And when he appeared to them and talked to them and had said this," what did he do? He breathed on them and says, "Be refreshed. Now you got some wonderful air." What did he say?
Receive the Holy Spirit.
Wow. That's the grand finale. The grand finale. 约翰福音的, 哇, 最荣耀的, 什么? 终极, 最后, 我完成的。现在主耶稣可以吹气啊，这个圣灵吹到你里边去。What can you say? This is really that what we need. This is that what the Lord is going to accomplish. Can you imagine the Lord going through all this and that's it? Can you imagine going through that and that's it? How about that? No cake. No black forest cake. He spent so much time in the kitchen and came out with nothing. No cake.
Everybody talked about this, and they talk about this, so much doctrine, but they know no experience. Because the experience now is their spirit. Yeah. The spirit. Everybody knows what it is. What spirit? The. For us there's only the. There's only one spirit. It's the. What is the? The. The is the. The. What else is there? How many spirits? There's just one. So when the Bible talks about the spirit, wow, you know that it's the spirit of God for this. Now it's the spirit. If you're talking about the Lord, which Lord are you talking about? As if there are so many. If I say, oh, do you love the Lord? Do you have to ask me which Lord you're talking about? Do you believe in the Lord? Which Lord you're talking about? There's only one Lord. Now if I tell you the Spirit, do you have to ask me which one are you talking about? For us, the Spirit is the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of the Son of God. It is the Spirit of Christ, and it is Christ Himself. This is really wonderful. Okay. No more questions. That's good. Right. That's really good. Mish, is it clear?
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. So at the end, oh, He breathed into you. That's why daily you can say, Lord, thank you for the fresh air. I want to breathe you in, Lord. I need your breath of life. Without that spirit, you're dead. You have no life. You can believe all you like, but it is the spirit that gives life. So, in John chapter 6, the spirit that gives life. The way to eat the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 7, you come to me and drink, out of your innermost being is going to flow rivers of living water. And this he spake of the Holy Spirit, which all those who believe in him shall receive. But at that time, it says the Spirit is not yet ready, because the Lord is not yet crucified and glorified. But now, at this point in John 20, he is crucified, he is glorified. Now he is ready to come into you. Will you take him? And how much do you want him to fill you? If your car has a capacity of 50 gallons of gasoline, what are you going to fill? Just one drop? Go to Costco, 10 cents. So how far can you go with 10 cents?
Ah, I have a question.
刚才气的那个灵跟五行节这个圣灵降下来的灵一样的
It's the same. Because the Gospel of John is talking about life
soul, the life. He, the Holy Spirit, has breathed into them. The breath is the matter of life. Breathing is for life. Have you ever been to a storm and a hurricane? Oh, that's not so much for life. Well, like Katrina. Oh, my goodness. That is not the breath. That is a hurricane that is going to carry away everything. That's not... Well, I'm glad the Lord in the day of Pentecost did not come as a hurricane. Receive the hurricane of life. Well, they're going to blow everybody away. It's not good. It's for life. For life. That's very good. Right? I'm so glad we're in this room full of fresh air, good air. But in the day of Pentecost, it is not just for life, it is for power.
Yes.
Also.
John,
both.
What was the actual question?
Oh, the question is, what is the difference between the breath that is breathed into them here and the Spirit that is poured out so powerful in the day of Pentecost? That was the question. Right? So, because Gospel of John is the Gospel of life. So it's the breath. The hurricane is not so much for life. But, wow, when you see a hurricane coming, why, are you going to be happy? Stay there. Oh, come, come on. No, hurricane. No. In the day of Pentecost, the Lord says, you wait there. Why? So that you can be clothed with power from on high. You need authority. You need power. Because you're going to stand out to deal with the enemy. You're going to stand out to accomplish God's work. So it's not just a matter of breath. It's good to be alive, but you're going to deal with Al Capone, with mafia. Oh my goodness, you're just there with life going to the mafia. Like that. You need to be close with power, with a machine gun, much power. And you hang yourself with a few grenades. And you should go bring one of bazookas. Wow, you're all equipped. So when the mafia sees you coming, what are they going to do? Welcome you? They're going to run away. They're going to run away. No. People of God is going to be fully equipped to carry out the wonderful work of the gospel and the building of the church for the defeat of the enemy, going out to conquer. Oh my, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why the Lord told his disciples, you wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father to be close, endowed with power from on high. So, the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is not only the Spirit of life, but also the Spirit of power. Because the church is God's kingdom now to deal with the enemy. Kingdom without power, if the U.S. has no missiles, no money, no soldiers, no technology, and no drone, and no this and no that, and who's going to be afraid of you? You just are living Americans, well, loving music, and Americans have talent, talent. Well, you go fight with talent. You're going to fight with talent? You go dancing? When the Russian will dance with you? You need power to defeat the enemy, to subdue him. The church is a kingdom to subdue the enemy without power. Right? So many times we need life within, we need the power without to defeat the enemy. 这就是那个分别。约翰福音是关乎生命的，生命是吹气，但是神要的教会不只是有气有生命，还有能力，因为要来对付撒旦魔鬼黑暗的权势。Yes.
Do you have to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit to gain the power?
Yes, and it was given to us, not just individually, but to the whole church. So, the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, it's not for just an individual, but look, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They were not praying, Lord, fill me, Lord, I need to be filled. They didn't pray that. It was just there. They didn't even know what to expect. They were just sitting there praying and in one accord, and they don't know what it is. Well, what does the uniform look like? Do I get a badge? Mister, how many? Do I get one, two? Do I get this? What do I get? They didn't know anything. But when the Holy Spirit came, they were all surprised. Tongues of fire. And all of a sudden, Peter, who was just 50 days ago so much afraid, he became so powerful and stood up, and he was not even prepared. But when he was close to the power from on high, my, all of a sudden he spoke such a powerful word, 3,000 people got saved. I think Peter was surprised. What happened to me? What happened to me? He was not even himself there. Because now he was close with power from on high. You know, that power doesn't give you a healing. No, do you think a policeman walking there, he tells you Superman Hulk? You think the policeman feel like a Hulk? Or feel like which superhero is good? A Superman. You think he feels like a Superman? No, he feels like an ordinary man. But he has the authority vested upon him by the city. Don't think, don't tell me his cloth is made of bulletproof material. And wow, he became a fly. And he, wow, no, it's just a different color. So I know he's a policeman. A badge. His car is just like my car, except it's painted to a different thing and a few lights on top. Do you think his car can fly? No. No, it's a normal car. But when I see that car, I better slow down. Why do you slow down? Because he has the authority. Now when the enemy sees us, I may not feel like I'm a super Christian, but when the devil sees me, I tell you, he's going to flee. I don't feel like a super Christian. You think I'm a super Christian? I'm not a super Christian. But hey, I have the Spirit, not just inwardly, but I have the Spirit upon me. You know, when you were baptized into Christ, what happened? What did you do? You put on Christ. How do you put on your body? You eat this dress. You eat the shirt. No, the body is put on you. You put on Christ. So, when the enemy sees you, what does he see? Oh, I surely hope so, right? Because you put on Christ. But unfortunately, we didn't know that. For us, baptism is just putting you into water. I'm baptized. And some even say, why bother to get into water? I just put a few drops on your head. That means nothing. But the main thing is you put into Christ. And now you put on Christ. So where is Christ? Christ is in you. What about outwardly? Suppose you wear a wonderful shirt, a wonderful suit, but you have not eaten for 3 days. What is the good for you, wonderful, beautiful suit? But then you cannot say, well, I have eaten for 3 days, I don't need to wear anything. Don't do that. You still need to wear your wonderful suit to go to work. Don't wear your pajamas to work. Just because you are well nourished. And you can wear, go to work with pajamas. Don't do that, you get fired. You need to be well nourished, and you need to put on Christ. You need to be nourished with Christ inwardly. You need to put on Christ. Then you go. Okay. Amen. Good. Praise the Lord. We have a full equipment from the Lord. Inwardly and outwardly. That is why in the burnt offering, what do you get? You get a skin. What's the skin for? Oh, don't eat the skin, please. Right? Oh, you know, skin, you see people putting on the wall or on the floor a wonderful skin of an ox or, you know, of a sheep skin. What do you do with sheep skin? Don't eat it, okay? Right, you make a coat out of it. But are you happy just to put on a skin jacket? Leather jacket? But you're empty inside. So you better eat the lamb too. The lamb is good for your food inside, and the skin is good for you to put a leather jacket outside. Then you're fully equipped. You look like a lamb now. You smell like the lamb inwardly, and you look like a lamb outwardly. Are you like that with Christ? When I'm serving, I told the Lord, hey, I want to put you on. I don't want people to see me. They have to see you, and I want you to cover my flesh. Do you ever pray that? Because the priests, when they go in, they have to put on holy garments to serve. And when they come out, they need to change their clothes. So that the holy garments will not be defiled. Do you do that? Do you think there's no application for that in the Bible? You think for me it's just a doctrine? No, it cannot be. It should not be. It should not be. Right? So, there's so many applications of putting on Christ. He's our garment of righteousness. When you come to the Father, who does he see? You coming? Oh, here comes Iman. Mm. Oh, yeah, here comes Iman. But how come he looks like Christ? Why? Oh, because he put on Christ. No wonder. You come as you are. What is he doing here? But if you put on Christ, that's totally different. That's why Paul says, I want to be found in him. Not having my own righteousness. I want to be found in him.
Amen.
That's why you have to be in him. If you're in him, he's on you. And this is all by the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need Christ as the Spirit to be applied in every area. Whether we are at home, service, alone, with the saints, whatever you're doing at work, you need to live by Christ. To live is Christ. And that's when you can prepare all the offerings. And that's when you apply all the different offerings, positively, negatively. Then you will have peace with God. And you will be a peacemaker. And you will spread the gospel of peace to so many people. So even when you preach the gospel and they were saved, that person becomes an offering you can bring to God. Paul says that the offerings of the Gentiles will be acceptable to God. Well, for Paul, all those people that he has saved, he can offer them to God. So preaching the gospel, offering them, wow, they are saved. Right? The wonderful you can offer them to the Father. Really wonderful. Amen. No more questions? Okay. It's almost time, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have some prayer.
Amen.